I'm Lynn Chown. Thank you for joining me in this audio series, Preparing for High Heart Meditation. And in this third audio, we're going to be charging our energy centers, also known as chakras. In the first two audios, we got into a stable alignment and prepared our energetic field for energy work. We connected to the universal grid, brought our awareness inside our body and grounded our body to the earth. And then we cleared our energetic field of low-level energy, filled our field back up with high-level energy, and set our boundaries. In this third audio, we'll be charging up the energy centers of our body. And these energy centers are also known as chakras in the Eastern traditions. Since these energy centers are in the ethers, you'll need to use your imagination in whatever way works for you, even if it's just setting an intention and knowing that what you focus on is happening for you. First, I'll talk about the exercise that we will do, and then we'll practice it together in the second half of this audio. As most of you know, the concept of chakras or energy centers made its way to us from the East. The Sanskrit word for chakra means wheel and refers to the vortex-like energy centers in our etheric body. And just as there are the known phases of physical matter, you know, solid, liquid, gas, ether is the next more refined or subtle phase of matter up from gas. And each center of spinning energy pulls in universal life force energy and supports a specific function of our body, which is reflected in different areas of our life and consciousness. The chakras break down the universal energy into usable energy and sends it through channels to wherever the energy is needed. The seven main chakras are located near the spine. The root chakra is located around the fleshy area between the anus and the sexual organs. The sacral chakra is near the pelvic bowl, and the solar plexus or power center chakra is behind the belly button. The heart chakra is near the heart, and the throat chakra is in the throat. The third eye chakra is at the forehead, just above the physical eyes, and the crown chakra is at the top of the head. There are more than seven chakras. Those that I just mentioned are just the main ones and the more well-known. There are chakras in our hands and feet and knees and elbows and shoulders and ears. There's an earth star chakra about 6 to 12 inches below our feet, and a soul star chakra about 6 to 12 inches above our head. And in this exercise, we'll mostly be using the earth star chakra, the soul star chakra, and the heart chakra. And we'll run energy through the seven main chakras along the spine. Just as humans have an aura or a light body, so does the earth. And we live in the earth's energy body. We can raise our vibration by running the earth's energy through our chakras. And we'll ask our higher selves to work with us by adjusting the flow and the wattage of the energy that we run through our body for our highest and greatest good. And these adjustments mostly take place at the earth star chakra and the soul star chakra. But your higher self may help you with the other chakras as well. We'll ask Divine Mother to send up energy through our earth star chakra. From there, we pull the energy up through our body. And we'll use the power and the timing of our breath. As the energy reaches the root chakra, it charges and spins the wheel or vortex, lighting it up. And we keep that energy moving up the central channel to the next chakra, the sacral, charging and spinning the chakras as we move all the way up the spine to the crown chakra. As the energy reaches the crown chakra, it flows up and out and then down and through our body and aura. We keep this energy pulsing through the chakras by using our breath. By running Divine Mother's energy through our bodies, we're nourishing all the elements in our body and raising our vibration. Then we'll ask Divine Source to send energy through our Soul Star Chakra. From there, we'll pull the energy down through the vertical channel and let it nourish every cell in our body with renewed life force energy and raise our vibration. Next, we'll turn our attention to our heart chakra and we'll witness the earth energy coming through our Earth Star Chakra up through our body to our heart. And at the same time, witness the source energy coming down through the Soul Star Chakra down through our body to our heart. There, we're embraced by Divine Mother and Divine Father. We will unite these with these energies, becoming one and filling up our whole body being with their love. Now that we know how to charge our chakras and raise our vibrations, let's run through the process together. So get comfortable. And close your eyes and take a few deep cleansing breaths. Release all the tensions of your day. Release the tensions with the exhale of your breath. And relax your body and calm your emotions. Become mentally focused on only this process. And bring all of your attention down into your heart space. Opening the doors of your heart, step inside your heart space onto the golden grid. And listen to the sound of your heartbeat. Get into its rhythm. And matching the vibration of your heartbeat with the pulse of the heart of the universe. There's a divine golden grid with golden threads of light that holds all of the universal matter together. These golden threads are infinite and they come from infinity and run through your body and heart space and go back out into infinity. Imagine the golden grid running through your body and notice the connection at your heart, where a vertical line comes down through the top of your head, moving through your heart space all the way down your body and into the earth and beyond. One of the horizontal line comes from the front of your body through your heart space and out the back. And another horizontal line comes from one side of your body through your heart space and out the other side. You're now connected to the golden grid and supported by this divine structure. You are in a state of coherence with the universe. Allow for a full alignment with your higher self. Ask your higher self to adjust any energy you bring into your body and field for your highest and greatest good. Bring all of your awareness inside your body. Bring it all the way down below the eyebrow level, behind the eyes, in front of the spine, into a tube. The central channel, or tube going all the way down to the base of your spine. And at the base of your spine, allow the energy to flow in and through your legs and into your feet and toes. Throughout your body and connect with your grounding cord. Send your grounding cord down from your root chakra, locking into that ball of light in the middle of the earth, which acts like a recycling plant, burning up and transmuting lower level energies. Spin a vortex around you counterclockwise that connects with that ball of light in the center of the earth. And make the vortex the size of your aura. Spin it fast enough that it acts like a vacuum. Become aware of any lower level emotions, thoughts, and energies in your body or orbiting in your field that no longer serve you. Send down any fear-based emotions, anger, resentment, frustration, shame or blame. Include any old, unconscious, wish-like thought form. Set the intention to release the devas that held them in orbit for you and send gratitude to the devas for their service. And then send down the energy to be transmuted in that ball of light in the center of the earth. Ask Divine Mother to send her nourishing energy to you in order to move away all stagnant energy and charge up the chakras. Now breathe in and imagine from the heart of the earth you're bringing up Divine Mother's energy through your earth star chakra just below your feet. And ask your higher self to work with you by adjusting the flow in the wattage of the energy that you run through your body for your best and highest good. And bring the energy up through your feet and legs. And as the energy flows to your root chakra at the base of your spine, the energy spins your chakra, activating it, charging it, flushing out stagnant energy and lighting it up. Divine Mother's energy continues to move up your spine through the central channel to your sacral chakra just below your belly button, spinning, clearing, and activating. Continue to breathe. And now the energy moves up to your stomach, your power center chakra, charging and clearing. You're building up your vibration as it moves up to your heart chakra, igniting your passion, lighting up your chakra. Allowing the energy to flow through your body up to your throat chakra, spinning, activating, charging. And allowing yourself to feel more of the energy and the power flowing through the grid, rushing through the grid, activating. And now opening your third eye chakra, lighting up your third eye. And spinning and clearing and activating all the way to the top of your head for your crown chakra. And the energy flows up and out and then down through your body and aura by using your breath. But now let's pulse it a little bit faster. By running the Divine Mother's energy through your body, you're nourishing all of the elements in your body and raising your vibration. So keep this energy pulsing through the chakras, through the central channel, building up the energy as it goes. Continue to move the energy with your breath and attention. Now ask Divine Source to send nourishing energy to you. Imagine the Divine Source energy coming through your soul star chakra, that golden sun 6 to 12 inches above your head. Ask your higher self to work with you by adjusting the flow and the wattage of energy that you run through your body for your best and highest good. And bring the energy through your crown chakra. Allow the divine energy to come down your vertical channel, flowing through your body, through your heart space, through your root chakra, and down and out your feet. Allow this energy to nourish every cell in your body with renewed life force energy and raise your vibration. open up that flow, like you'd open up a faucet full blast, expand your vertical column to at least just outside your physical body. Whatever you need, allow that to flow and place your attention at your heart chakra. And witness the earth energy coming through the earth star chakra up through your body to your heart. And at the same time, witness the source energy coming through your soul star chakra down through your body to your heart. And allow yourself to unite with these energies. Become one and fill your whole body and being with their love. You are embraced by Divine Mother and Divine Father, blessing you with divine love. Let the love radiate out from your heart through the threads of the universal golden grid. You are a beacon of divine love and light. It's time to return to the here and now. Bring all of that energy with you. Drop down the vortex around you, sending it down, burning up any residual lower level energy into the ball of light in the center of the earth. Now bring up the purified energy to the golden sun above your head. What energy would you like to qualify that reclaimed energy with? Love, joy, happiness? You choose. And imagine the golden sun above your head and turning it into a golden liquid gel and filling up your body with that golden liquid gel. And allow the golden source energy to seep into every cell, saturating yourself in all the space in between and the spaces left void by the vortexing. And let it overflow from your heart into your energetic field, filling up your aura all the way down below your feet, all the way around your body, up above your head, just taking up all the space of your aura, filling it all the way up, expanding it to just where you're feeling just a little bit of resistance, flipping on the light switch, lighting up your boundaries, illuminating your body and being. And put up little consciousness deflector mirrors to reflect back love and truth to anyone sending you energy. Call all of your energy back to you from me, cutting any cords. And recalibrating yourself. And now open your eyes and come back to the space in your room. Thank you for joining me in this audio series, Preparing for High Heart Meditation. Check out my website at lynnchown.com.